T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There's a huge story involving many of the world's elites right now, Larry.
I watched a documentary series on Netflix called Filthy Rich about Jeffrey Epstein, the late billionaire. I say that in quotes because it ended up he had $537 million. But how did he make his money? It turns out he was a con man of sorts. And just as you unravel this story, the names that are dropped in this, none more important than his longtime confidant and girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, who had 3 passports, one to England, one to France, and one for the United States. And they are claiming that she was a facilitator for some of what's gone on in this case that is widely publicized worldwide. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is a law enforcement and security analyst, Paul Violas, who's been with us before, trained police officers, knows that world. Paul, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
I have a feeling we're going to be spending more time with you as time goes on when we get through these police trials. But in the meantime, this story, 58-year-old Ghislaine Maxwell was in hiding. She was recently arrested, and there is some suggestion that she may start naming names of people involved in this Jeffrey Epstein case. And there are some that theorize he was hit in jail in an apparent suicide that some claim didn't happen. There were high-level people that didn't want him talking. What is all this about?
Well, money, power, greed, and control. And gentlemen, I will tell you right now, we are going to watch one of the greatest circus environments in the history of the criminal justice system with respect to Maxwell. She is going to play her cards close to the chest. She knows where the bodies are buried. And rest assured, there are enormously wealthy, powerful men, some women, but mostly men, today all over the world that are terrified about what's coming next.
Now, she was being held in a New Hampshire jail and going to be transferred to New York. Why did it take so long to actually get her under arrest? Because she was pretty much just living in plain sight, or sort of hiding in plain sight, in New Hampshire.
You know, Kevin, that's a great question. The answer to that is, you know the old phrase, don't make a federal case out of it? Uh-huh. That's how the government builds a case such as this. They're very meticulous. They take a long time because they've got to sell it to the U.S. Attorney's Office. So rest assured, before they effected this arrest, they had already had her under surveillance. They knew what she was doing. They knew who she was calling. They built an airtight case, and that's when they effected the arrest. They take their time. So there's no surprise in that. The bigger issue is right now the government, the U.S. Attorney's Office, is feeling pretty confident that they've got a solid case. The bigger issue here is the leverage this woman's going to bring to the table with that black book and whatever else she has as far as evidence against very powerful people.
We've seen the names of people with photographs who knew Jeffrey Epstein, not to say publicly that makes them criminal, at least not yet, but Prince Andrew. And there was a list of people that visited this island that Jeffrey Epstein had. So he had 3 main places where he would perpetrate what he did with underage women. And that was in New York. He had this huge townhouse, multi-million-dollar townhouse, down in Florida in the Palm Beach area, and then this island, private island that he owned.
plus a ranch in Mexico, New Mexico.
That's right. And I was just blown away, Paul, by the years and years that this went on. So right now with Ghislaine Maxwell, we're only talking about a small window at the end of the 90s, but it extended up until just a few years ago.
Oh, there's no question about that. And you know, what a lot of people don't understand, guys, is that at the center, at the core, at the cornerstone of human trafficking cases, the financiers are wealthy, powerful people. They're the ones that are controlling the strings. So with this particular woman as a facilitator, she worked as a recruiter. That's why they're charging her with conspiracy charges, because she worked as a recruiter and a trainer for young women as young as 14 years old to bring in and to have them assimilated into this guy's environment so they could be sold, bought and sold like furniture. That's where she comes in. Don't think for a second. This woman, guys, look, there are good people that do bad things. There are bad people that do bad things. And there are evil people. This woman's evil. And don't think for a second she wasn't planning this for the years that she was with Epstein. She knew that she was going to have an escape clause sooner or later. And you watch and see how this plays out. And guys, read the tea leaves on this one. Doubtful this thing's going to go to trial.
Now, she was a child of privilege, born in France, grew up in England. Her dad was a member of parliament, a billionaire, a media mogul guy who died mysteriously, I guess you could say, at sea on his yacht. And then now she comes to the United States, befriends Jeffrey Epstein. What are the, I mean, she was a huge flight risk because she has three passports, correct? And what are the chances? Go ahead.
There's no question that she's a flight risk. But that goes really to the next point here about the incarceration. She's going to be housed in Manhattan in the Tombs. The Tombs on 100 Center Street in the heart of the legal district in Manhattan. And I'm very familiar with that place because my office was right next door to it. So she's going to be on watch. They will have cameras on her, and they'll have a body watching her 24 hours a day so that nothing and no one anywhere was going to come near her.
Well, that's what they said they were going to do with Epstein, Paul.
Yeah, they were going to do that with Epstein, but I don't think anybody was really paying close enough attention to him at this point. You know, they figured they had him. They took the foot off the pedal, guys. And remember, wealth can do just about anything in this country. And if I'm a betting man, which I'm not, but if I were a betting man, I'm not thinking Epstein had the internal fortitude or the guts, or another word I can think of, to take his own life. He just didn't have it. He's too weak.
You're saying he was whacked, as they say in The Sopranos.
Gentlemen, I have no doubt in my mind that was intentional, because Epstein would not have the ability to take his own life. He wasn't strong enough. He couldn't do it. Listen, people are going to do just about anything, including right now, to make sure their names don't get brought up in this thing.
Well, she's going to meet the same fate.
Well, I don't know, because I'll tell you, the eyes are on her now. The eyes are on the correctional system in the Federal Bureau of Prisons right now in Manhattan because of what happened to Epstein. So it's highly unlikely anyone's going to get close to her, and it's highly unlikely she's going to be housed in a cell that isn't going to be watched by cameras.
Hundreds of women have accused over the years Epstein and her of being involved in this human trafficking. How pervasive is that, Paul, in your police background?
I can tell you, gentlemen, as much as I hate to start your day and all the great listeners of KDKA with this, this is so much more pervasive than people realize, which is why I implore all of the moms and dads that are listening that have young girls, you know, that are bringing them up, you are their parent. You're not their friend. Watch everything they're doing online and watch who they're communicating with. That's how people like Maxwell recruited these young girls, was online and social media. That we have to be much more careful of. And I hate again to say this, but this is a much bigger problem than we realize in this country.
CBS law enforcement and security analyst Paul Violas, we appreciate your time and expertise as always, Paul. Thank you.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.